Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Railfan Landon, podcast edition. Again, my name is Lance Dome, and with me, as always,
Railfan Landon.
So today, Landon, we actually going to start out by giving a shout out, or shout back, if you will, to Michiana Railfan, who commented on our last episode, episode 7, correct?
Yes.
In that episode, we talked about the Michigan Shore Railroad. The reply says that the times are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the Holland CSX interchange run. Recently, they haven't been running Mondays, is what he said. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday is their town run, where they service Webb, Brinks, and Barrie, or whatever that day. Sandhoppers come in empties, go out loaded. Tankers come in loaded, go out empty. So there's that kind of that switch there. He recommends more information. MS recently ran up there with a large transformer for a new chemical plant opening in northern Muskegon area. So something tells me that, I'm guessing the intelligent guess is that Michigan Shore Railroad will also run materials for that, right?
Yes.
MS usually gets into the Holland city limits around 10 to 11 a.m. for your rail fans who are looking to get some of their own pictures or video content, right? Really depends on when they depart Muskegon. And like you, I'm guessing a lot of people who are doing that would be listening ahead to figure out where things are on the scanner,
yes.
Right? Can you remind me again, what do you use for a scanner for listening to that?
Yes, I use a handheld scanner or Broadcastify to let me know. They don't talk a lot on the handheld, so I just use Broadcastify mainly.
Okay. Great.
And, yeah, that way it works great. They don't talk until they get in the city limits of Holland, so
okay.
It's got to be lucky.
According to the notes, by the way, they hang around the Holland area for a little while. They are usually in Muskegon city limits around 2 to 3 p.m. It's about a 2.5-hour trip from Muskegon to Holland, he says, for them, and back. So the around town run, there isn't really a scheduled time, and that's all they have. But, hey, again, thank you for listening. Thank you for commenting. We want to make sure that we give credit where credit's due. Awesome that we're getting some folks who actually like to hear what we have to say about some things, huh?
Yep.
Moving on to today's episode, though, let's talk Steam Railroad Institute. So we're getting off the track a little bit and into the museum realm.
Yep.
Landon, tell me about Steam Railroad Institute. Where's that at and what... What can we find there?
It's located in downtown Owosso. That's where Steam Railroad Institute's headquarters have been since they restored Pier Marquette 1225. Anyway, if anyone doesn't know exactly where Owosso is, it's 29 miles west of Flint, 32 miles northeast of Lansing, Michigan.
Northeast of Lansing, okay. Have you been to this place?
Yes.
Okay, and what was your experience like?
At the time, they unfortunately were doing repairs on the wheels of the 1225.
Okay.
Putting all new wheels on, but they still had a ladder to climb up there. And, yeah, it was really cool to see it without wheels, but sad it wasn't running, but that's okay.
Currently, as far as what you know, they're still working on restoring this Chicago Northwestern steam locomotive as well?
Yes, that's second project to work on.
Okay.
Current project right now is replacing all the pipelines that go into the firebox.
Okay.
Because it broke and froze, so.
You're not going to get a train running too far on that.
No.
The Chicago Northwestern number 175 is a locomotive for that.
Yes.
For those looking to maybe look things up after the episode if you're interested. One thing that's really unique about the Steam Railroad Institute is it has a one-of-a-kind, last of its kind, I guess, that we should say. Not just one-of-a-kind, but at this point it is one of one as far as remaining, right? A motorized turntable.
Yes.
That's super cool. Comes from?
Ann Arbor Railroad.
So there's a one-of-a-kind thing. What else did you see yourself when you were there?
Well, I got to ride in the caboose. They have a bunch of caboose trains they run.
Okay.
Just to the museum and run right end right at the museum's turntable, and we got to go around and turntable with two degree cabooses.
Okay, so that's, I mean, if you're looking for an experience that's not going to be like anything you find elsewhere, that's definitely it, right?
Yeah.
So, again, there's a Railfan Landon approved stop, yes?
Yes.
Worth the money?
Yeah, it's a little pricey, I admit, but it's still going up because of inflation and stuff, but...
Well, and if they're doing, you know, restoration projects...
They need the money.
They need to earn money somehow, so, yeah. You know, don't be an old miser, right? Save up your pocket change for a few extra months and definitely plan a trip there. Perhaps at some point the folks of the Steam Railroad Institute will listen to this episode and comment themselves where, you know, maybe that's how we expand our fan base a little bit. Anything else that people can expect when going there?
Well, you can also, another thing with a caboose thing,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a double decker, has like old bunk beds. That you could not sleep in, but like not with buds anymore. This little like bunk used to be bunk beds for okay. the crew, and now they repurposed it for people to have little ladders you can climb up and just sit there and watch so this train moves.
They actually like kids yeah. and people. Okay, I'm guessing like little kids would especially love that yeah. too. For any listeners who have little ones around them, that'd be a cool experience for them and keep them entertained as well, huh? All right, great. Hey, a little bit of a shorter episode today, but we just wanted to highlight, you know, one of the really cool museums or, you know, experiences you can have in the Michigan,
yeah.
you know, Michigan, for the Railfan folks looking for a fun time. Well, hopefully one of these days as we record, it's a cold, snowy day, even though it's
yeah.
late March, which Mother Nature is playing that really funny trick on us, but... Soon enough, the weather will turn. It'll be a gorgeous weekend or day to go and enjoy that, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, Landon, anything else for the day?
That's it.
All right, folks. Well, you know what comes next. As always, again, I'm Lance Doma signing off, and...
Railfan Landon out.